Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to speak about an incredible resource in Warrenton, Oregon, the Warrenton Community Library and their upcoming tax levy. And my guests today are Josh Sarampa. He is the library director of the Warrenton, Oregon Community Library. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Donna.
We also have Cass Williams. Cass is the Library Administrative Assistant for the Warrenton Community Library. Good morning, Cass.
Good morning, Donna.
And Kelsey Ballen-Seifer. She is a board member of Friends of Warrenton Community Library on the advisory board and a volunteer. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, Donna. Thanks for having us.
I'm so happy to have all three of you on the show today. What you're doing is very important. Before we talk about the Warrenton Community Library, the growth in Warrenton, what's happening with the library, let's let the listening audience learn a little bit about each one of you. So, Josh, please tell folks who are not familiar with you, and you are a name on the North Coast, people will probably recognize, but if not, please tell the listening audience about Josh Sarampa.
So this is a relatively new role for me here at the Warrenton Community Library. Start up here end of February this year. But before that, I think I've been on your show many times for my previous role as executive director of the Wildlife Center of the North Coast. And I was with that organization for about 15 years and served as their executive director for 8. I'm a native Astorian, so to speak. I've been here my family's been here 4 generations. I took this job in February. I realized after 8 years at the Wildlife Center, it was certainly time for change for me. And this opportunity presented itself. And it's kind of how I got here.
What are you most excited about, Josh?
What am I most excited about? I am so many things. I'm very excited about just the opportunity for growth here. And I really love... And no 2 days are the same here at the library and the people you get to meet. But I think largely my excitement lies towards the growth of the library over the what I perceive as a good forward momentum here.
Yes, wonderful. Excellent. And Cass, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi. Well, I am not an Oregon Coast native. I moved out here in 2012 from Portland, Oregon. I've been doing education pretty much for the majority of my working years. I started as an outdoor educator on the Columbia River, working on vessels like the Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain. And that was really where I got my start of feeling passionate about education and learning and things like that. And so I went to Bennington College and Portland Community College for my librarian certificate. And my favorite thing about the library is just being able to really get to know our community here in Warrenton. We have such a wonderful, vibrant community, and it's so great to get to meet with them and talk to them every single day.
And you introduce them to worlds so far beyond Warrenton. I mean, it is just, it's like a candy store for me. When I was a kid, I lived at my little library. I lived in a small town, and that library was the heart of my existence. And I still think libraries are the heart of communities. So, yes, well said. Kelsey, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been involved with the Warrenton Community Library as a board member since 2016. And it was about that time that our city manager came to us and said that we could no longer occupy the historical building that was the old Hammond Town Hall. Great building, lots of history, lots of nostalgia, but was not designed to hold the weight of books. Books are very heavy. So the structural integrity of the building was in jeopardy. So that was kind of my introduction to the library, and being on the board was jump in with both feet, help us find a new space. So we moved to the current space in downtown Warrenton in 2017, and we just started our Friends of the Warrenton Community Library group. So I was involved in that process, the steering committee, to get that going. And then I also volunteer at the library. So I've been a lifelong library user, grew up in Minnesota, moved to the North Coast in 2014, and just really passionate about Warrenton and offering the best for our community at the Warrenton Community Library.
And you also do other things with your time and energy. Why don't you tell us a teeny bit about that?
Well, I try to stay busy. I don't like getting bored, and you may find me volunteering over the weekend. I was just out at the Astoria Warrenton Crab, Seafood, and Wine Festival, helping out with that event as a volunteer. There's so many awesome things that happened in our community, and so much of that is driven by volunteer hours. So I really try to help out and take part in keeping the great things going here on the North Coast.
Thank you. Yes, volunteers keep things coming and moving along. So Josh, let's hear a little bit about the history of the Warrenton Community Library. Of the three libraries people are familiar with on the North Coast, Astoria, Seaside, and Warrenton. Warrenton is unique. And so let's hear a little bit about Warrenton Community Library.
Sure. Yeah, well, and I might, I may phone a friend to one of the two other people on this call, but because again, I'm fairly new to this position, but we moved, like Kelsey mentioned, to this current location in 2017. Previously, we were in the little Hammond Town Hall building. And my understanding is for many, many years, the library was volunteer run. There were no paid staff for a long time. And then, you know, gradually it became a city library, so to speak. So yeah, that's kind of like just the nutshell background, but we are a very small library. We are of the three libraries in the area, so Astoria, Seaside, and Warrenton, I would say we are the smallest out of those three, but we are part of a cooperative with those other two libraries as well. So, you know, you get a library card here, there, or one of those other two, you get access to the books in our collection, and books in Astoria and Seaside's collections as well. And that's also includes online opportunities as well, like the Libby app.
So well, wait, library... some people may not know what the Libby app is. Just explain it for a second? Sorry.
Yeah, Cass.
Cass.
Yes, I will absolutely take point on it, because the Libby app is one of the things that I absolutely love. We are in a digital age, and it provides such great access. Your library card number and your password, whatever you set when you sign up for your library card, gives you access to this app, which basically has an expanded digital catalog. So let's say that you're home library collection is a little bit light on things like nonfiction audiobooks or large print books. A library card at Seaside, Astoria, or Warrenton, you actually get access to the Oregon Digital Library Consortium online, and you can take out up to 6 items at a time. And if you know, an Audible subscription is $14.99 a month. So if you like audiobooks, it's a great way to stretch your budget.
And so people can just go to look at libby.org.
I know that the app just changed over. It was Overdrive and it's now Libby. But if you put Libby library app into Google, you'll be able, The first thing that comes up.
Oh, that's perfect. That's great. And I know we're going to talk about funding for the library, because unlike, you know, the other libraries we've been talking about, Warrenton is not funded by the city. And so that's why you have tax levies, you have donations to Friends of Warrenton Community Library. But what are some of the services that you all are offering to the community? I know that we've talked about, you know, you have two bulletin boards, which I was mentioning earlier. When I travel, I want to go to a library, the heart of the community, and look at the bulletin board and see what's going on. So tell us about your bulletin boards and about all the events that are going on.
Yeah, Cass, I might, since you're the one that really plans a lot of those programs and services, I'm going to have you take that one on as well.
Absolutely. The best thing that the library provides is opportunities, is how I look at it. We have a collection that includes, it's certainly starts at books, but it doesn't end there. For children, we have things like STEM kits where adults can trusted grownups can work with their kids to practice science skills. We have a sewing machine. We have musical instruments in our library of things. We have people come in and use our public computers all day long, which you don't need a library card for. You just come in, sign in, and then you have open access to a computer. We offer free Wi-Fi with no password. So you can come in at any time, even if the library is closed. We have people who park in our parking lot so that they can do Zoom meetings and have that internet access. Programming wise, our May calendar is really exciting. We don't have a single day without programming. Every day there is something going on at the library. This Friday at 5 o'clock, we have a free showing of The Goonies with popcorn provided. So a great opportunity for a community event for Goonies fans of all ages. We have story time 3 times a week for little kids. And then that story time is followed by an open play group, which is a wonderful opportunity for parents. I think we all are looking for opportunities for social connections as well, as we kind of navigate what that means these days. And so, yeah, my favorite part of our library is just we make a lot of things available to community members who might not otherwise have that access, and also to people who would have that access but want to enjoy sharing things in a community space.
Right. You have an art club, a science club, and all of that. And it's crucial. Libraries are crucial in today's world. You know, I just read this quote that said, Google can bring you back 100,000 answers, but a librarian can bring you back the right one. Mm-hmm. And also that, you know, libraries don't track you or try to your search history and try to sell you things. They value and protect your privacy. They offer this, again, human interaction, community spaces. And it's really important that the Warrenton Library stays open, is alive, functional, and doing what it's doing with Warrenton growing. And that's why the tax levy is so very, very important. Kelsey, I might ask you to talk a little bit about how the library is funded and why this is so important, because we don't want the Warrenton Community Library to go away.
Yeah, so as we mentioned, Astoria and Seaside each have a library. Astoria and Seaside also have permanent city tax rates that are much higher than Warrenton. Astoria's is $8.17 per $1,000 of assessed property value. Seaside's is $3.17, and Warrenton's is only $1.67. So the city of Warrenton does not bring in the tax revenue that its neighboring jurisdictions do. And so that means that since the library was founded in the early 90s, it has always survived on a 5-year local option tax levy for its revenue. So every 5 years, going back out to the voters, asking them to continue allowing the library to operate in their community. The levy in November, we went for an increase because the library does continue to need more funding and more resources to be able to provide to the community what it needs. The voters, by a slim margin, rejected that levy increase. And so this spring, May 16th, we are going back to the voters, keeping the levy at the same rate. So the existing 5-year levy rate of 33 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value is the exact same tax rate that we're asking for in May. To put that into some context, this is assessed property value. So it's very different from the real market value of your house or what you could sell your house for. So the county assessor looks at properties and sets that rate. And it's capped at up to 3% increase in your property value every year. So for a house assessed at $250,000, they would pay with the library levy $82.50 per year. So that's less than $7 a month. Cass mentioned the number of people who come to the library to use the internet. The cheapest charter rate that you can get here on the North Coast is almost $50 a month. When you go to the library, the internet is free there. It's supported by the levy. And so many of our community members use the library as a vital resource. everything from job applications to completing government forms, that social interaction, that enrichment and education. It really is such a vital asset to our community.
Yes, and investing in our children and books and reading, they're the future leaders. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about the Warrenton Community Library and the upcoming May 16th ballot for the tax levy to support and continue to keep the Warrenton Community Library open and functional. Today, my guests are Josh Sarampa. He is the library director of the Warrenton Community Library. And we also have Cass Williams. She is the library administrative assistant of Warrenton Community Library. And Kelsey Ballen-Siefer. She's a board member of Friends of the Warrenton Community Library on the advisory board and a volunteer. And Kelsey, people really don't, I think, realize, because, you know, the City of Astoria supports the Astoria Public Library. I mean, they're, you know, that. So the Friends of Warrenton Community Library, what is their goal and mission, and what kinds of things are you doing? Because you're a 501c3, people can donate to the library through Friends of the Warrenton Community Library. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so our Friends group is fairly new, so it's still in its infancy stages, but Friends groups exist all across the country. They are very common when you have a library to have a nonprofit Friends group that is operating in support of the library. So basically, a Friends group allows fundraising to be conducted on behalf of the library and people to be able to get a tax write-off for their donation. And so the Friends group listens to the needs from the library staff, the library board, and, you know, the Friends group can step in and offer financial support where there are specific programs or resources or opportunities that the library wants to be able to provide, but cannot do so in its general operating budget. With the levy going back to the voters at a static rate, staying the same as 33 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, I think the Friends group will continue to grow in importance to the Warrenton Community Library. And we definitely encourage folks to get involved in that organization, learn more about it. And the Friends currently supports our premier adult programming option at the Warrenton Community Library, which is our monthly Library After Dark event, which is a local author talk series. We have an amazing number of talented authors who live and work here on the North Coast. And so we started featuring those authors at the Library After Dark talks. And that program is funded by the Friends of the Warrenton Community Library. And it would not exist without the Friends organization. So that's an example of how the Friends can step in and increase the impact of the library.
Yes, again, the library is so much more than just books. And obviously, you've got the light staff, the cost of books. And then you're right at the moment, you're closed Sunday, Monday, and you're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right.
What are you noticing, and maybe Cass, you want to ask, is changing as the North Coast is becoming ever more popular and more people are wishing to move there, and Warrenton is really the only place where growth can kind of happen since Astoria is surrounded on three sides by water. And so what are you seeing are some of the needs and some of the changes because of this growth?
I think that one thing that's really exciting to see is the number of young families coming in. There's been, our story times, generally speaking, we can have anywhere from 4 to 14 families, which makes a wonderful crowd. The kids are very excited. But I think that having a community that can support younger families and can support people who really want their children to grow up on the Oregon coast, who want to have a resource, and having a community space like the library, considering how rainy our weather is so much of the year, having an indoor space that isn't home and isn't school, where parents and children can come and just enjoy the space without having to pay for it, I think is really vital. And yeah, I think that the children in our community are our best indicator of growth. And we see them come in the library every day, and that's so exciting.
And if someone wants you to bring a particular book or a series of books for kids, how do you do that?
Absolutely. We actually have a purchase request suggestion form. It's available on our website, but you can also come in and fill out a paper ticket. And basically, all we ask is that you let us know the name of the book, the author, and why you think it would be a good addition to the library. Oftentimes, it's as simple as it's number 7 in the series, and the library has 1 through 6, and we're happy to continue. On our logo, it actually says Warrenton Community Library, a place for you. And we want our library to be somewhere that has materials that our community members are interested in. We have a wonderful collection. I think every section of our library has something in it for everyone. You know, we have a wonderfully varied collection. And if patrons feel that there is something missing or something that they would like to see, our sewing machine in our Library of Things was actually a community donation. A community member thought, I've heard so many people in the community say they need to sew. I'm really not using this anymore. I'd love it to be available for people. And now it's one of our most popular items. So we really do listen to our community feedback in terms of our collection and what we bring in. We try to have the most popular thing. We have 2 copies of Spare. So if you're looking to learn about Prince Harry, come to the library.
That's great. That's absolutely great.
Donna, I would love to just kind of really expand a little bit on that. This, you know, what Cass said, our kind of our motto is a place for you. And while we are not the community center, we are a place in the community, open 5 days a week, that the community can come to, even if they just want to sit and talk with their friends. We're not, you know, what people think of as libraries with the shushing librarians. This place is typically constantly bustling, right? So there's always movement and chatter and kids playing. And I think that really touches back to the more than just books. We are a safe place for every member of the community to come to rest, relax, to visit, to make new friends, and to maybe learn about a new interest of theirs or a hobby, or even just visit with the library staff. Where that's one thing that I found, that I learned coming into this role, is that this is it's a pretty unique and special place here in Warrenton.
Yes, and that's why this levy must pass to continue to help our children, adults, people from all walks of life need Warrenton Community Library. So we just have a few minutes left, and I want to give each of you an opportunity to talk a little bit more about, you know, anything maybe we haven't talked about, or, you know, what you'd like the listening audience to know. So Kelsey, do you want to go first here?
Yeah, so one of the questions that we encounter sometimes is, why does Warrenton need its own library when there's a library in Astoria and a library in Seaside? Warrenton residents, if they did not have a library in Warrenton, would not be able to use the Astoria and Seaside libraries for free. They would have to actually pay to get an out-of-city limits library card. We also have a lot of library users in Warrenton who do not have reliable transportation. Especially with the suspension of bus service here locally. Just as an illustration, it would take me 7 minutes to bike to the Warrenton Library from my house, or 25 minutes walking. The Astoria Library, it would take me 36 minutes by bike and 2 hours and 7 minutes walking. And Seaside would take 1 hour and 10 minutes to get to by bicycle, and 4 hours and 25 minutes to get to on foot. I really reject the idea that Warrenton does not need its own library. I'm very passionate about this community, and our residents here in Warrenton deserve the best, and they deserve to have access to these resources right in the downtown of their own community.
Yes, absolutely. And again, Warrenton is growing, so it is vital, it is essential. Cass.
One of the questions we get asked a lot is, what's the best way to support our library? And of course, donations are wonderful, not just monetary, but people donate books and items that we incorporate into our library of things or include in our used book sale. Volunteering, of course, is wonderful. But my favorite thing to say for library support is to come in and use the library. That is what we're here for. We want you to check out an entire series in one go. Check out every DVD that has that actor you've got a crush on. Try out the new TV series that's on HBO, but you can't afford the streaming service. We want you to come in and use the library space. Come do your homework here. Come spend time here. We're here for the community. And the best way to support the library is to come in our doors and use it.
Well said. And again, a library and well-read people are happier, healthier. I mean, for our mental, physical, all of that. It's so important. Thank you, Cass. And Josh.
Yeah, so I just have a couple quick things. I want to echo what Cass said very briefly and just say that, yes, please come visit us. Even if you're not in Warrenton, come take a look at the library. Come see this little space. I think that you'll find that you love this little building, this little library, how cozy it is. And I think you'll love all the staff. We're all pretty lovable. So please come visit us. Come see the place, see why this place is so special to us. I think it'll become special to you. And then finally, for those that would like to support the library and the summer reading program for children this coming summer, the Human Bean in Warrenton is doing a fundraiser tomorrow all day for the Friends of Warrenton Community Library to support the summer reading program. So $1 of all cold, so iced or blended drinks. $1 of every one of those sold goes to the summer reading program by way of Friends of Warrenton Community Library. So Human Bean in Warrenton by Costco tomorrow, all day, get yourself a cold drink and support the library.
Thank you all so much for making the time to talk to me about this. And yes, Kelsey, did you have one more?
And of course, as the only non-staff member on this radio interview, I have to end it with please vote yes on Measure 4-222. The library will not continue operating unless this levy passes.
Thank you, Kelsey. Indeed, vital, vital. Thank you so much, all of you. And yes, vote yes. Thank you, Nevada, for your technological expertise. My gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. And until, well, every day, really, not until we meet again, but which is next month. But let's just stop right this minute and take a very deep healing breath together. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. And when we focus with gratitude on the things that are going well, it helps everything. There will always be things that aren't going well, but the focus on the things that are with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. Everybody is until they know better, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.
Online at discoveourcoast.com. You just listened to Talk of Our Towns on KMUN. Up next at 9:30, A Story Told. Today's weather, a chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm this morning, otherwise cloudy with a high around 54. You're listening to KMUN.